mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut shit down in the mall.
How you deal with?
From the moment you was dancing in the party, pushing hard on me,
giving everything,
you're giving everything tonight. And if you thought you could get away from me, and get away from me,
girl, just take your time,
you're coming on with me tonight.
Girl, I got a question for you, can I get an answer? Cause I'm dangerous. That boom boom sound like angel dust. Girl, let me hold ya. Put me ting all around ya. Make me feel like I own ya. Kill it boom like a warrior. Hit the boom like. Girl, I got a question for ya. Can I get an answer?
You used to call me on mine. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
welcome back to the studio. We just listened to a lot of good classic Drake. Hope everyone's enjoying their Monday. You're listening to now it's actually changed. It's changed to your regularly scheduled programming is different because of tough spring break. Right now would be Behind Blue Eyes with Sophia Wolfson is now controlled by me, Mr. Gracias, and we're just going to be talking around. I don't know if you were here before the music, but we did say that we were going to be playing a game of 20 questions, which is a segment from my own game, or for my own radio show on Friday nights called Guess That Game, where both me and my co-host have brought with us a game in mind that we think the other person will not be able to guess. So we have to take turns trying to, or I will go first, where you try to guess my game, and you have 20 questions to do so. And then it'll be your turn, and I'll try to guess yours. But first, you have a PSA for us to read, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
do. All right, cool. So we're going to go into this PSA, and after the PSA, we will go into our game. From the top.
From this?
Not this, just this.
This?
Yes.
All right.
Like you're reading a book.
Passenger, texting while driving prevents PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat and apologizing if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than a life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford. Tough Education Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Sweet. Good message about texting and driving. All right. So now we're going to take a segment from my own show called All Chat, the video game talk show, and we're going to play Guess That Game. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wait, who's going first?
So you're going to guess my game.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, all right.
So let me see if I need any hints for this.
Man, you're making this tough on me.
Honestly, I chose this game because I think it's guessable. It definitely is guessable. And I know you know it. So, or maybe you don't. I'm pretty sure you know it, though. So I'm not gonna give you any guesses, or any hints. I'm not gonna give you any hints.
All right. This is gonna be
and
tough.
I'll be keeping track of your how many questions you're on.
All right.
It's all you, man.
All right. So is it a shooter? Is it a racing game? Oh, well, it had to be one, right?
All right.
Is it a shooter?
Slow
game?
Down. Nope.
All right. Is it a racing game?
Nope.
All right. That's two. All right. Is it a handheld game? Like, does it play on Game Boy or
no.
Okay. Is this game older than 5 years?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Alright. So it's not a shooter. It's not in racing game.
Mm-hmm.
Does it like a free world?
I mean, it's free world in the sense that like you can walk around freely, but no, that's not technically the genre of game that it's called.
Okay. It's not FIFA.
Is that a guess?
No. Okay. Do you jump in pictures?
Do I jump into pictures? No. I think you have to phrase that question differently if you want it to be very helpful for you.
I don't know.
What do you mean jumping into pictures?
So like I mean, you've played, this is a guess. You've played not Super Mario before, right? Like Nintendo?
Like Mario 64?
Right, Mario 64.
Mario 64, yes.
You know, jump into like paintings?
Yeah. Right. What are you doing when you're jumping into paintings?
What do you mean?
Like, why do you jump into a painting?
Want to go into a world.
Yeah.
Right.
Would you call it level selection?
Well, yeah, it would be level selection, right? Yeah. It would
this game has level selection. That's a question.
Okay.
And for those of you listening, you're free to play along. And if you can guess the game before he can, feel free to call in. He'll owe you dinner.
Let's see. This game's older than 5 years. Can you play it? Is it a multiplayer game?
No.
Okay, so it's a single player game. Let's see. Is it a guy character, a girl character?
Can
you pick
a
character?
It's okay, which question?
Alright. Is it a guy character?
Huh?
Is it a guy or girl character?
It is technically a male, but it is not human.
It's not human. Is it Sonic?
Nope. That was 10 questions. You were halfway through your question budget.
Okay.
Think about the things you know about this game already. What do you know about it?
What I know about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a human form of this, well, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. The main character is not a human.
You have level selections.
There's level selection.
It's not a shooter. It's nope. Not of... I mean, what can it be?
What other types of games are there if it's not a shooter, racing game, but there's level selection?
And it's older than 5 years.
Yeah. A lot of games at this point are older than 5 years.
Yeah. is it Nintendo? Like, is it a Nintendo console?
No.
Okay. Is it a PlayStation console?
Or, yes.
Okay. Only PlayStation?
Yes.
Now it's tough. All right.
That was 12 questions, by the
way. Yeah, okay. PlayStation games. You see, I didn't play PlayStation like that, so it's kind of tough. Yeah, it's kind of tough to, like, pinpoint a good game for that.
It's a pretty... it's a pretty well-known PlayStation game. Like, if... So I feel like if I said the name of the game, you'd be like, oh, I know that game.
Is that game remastered? Like, has it been remastered before?
Yes.
Are they still...
Very recently.
Is there still games, like, going out for that?
No. It was recently remastered, though. You're on question 14.
dang, I don't know. So, it was recently remastered for what console? For the PlayStation 3?
For PlayStation, yeah. Pretty sure it's on PlayStation 4. There's a PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah,
I'm not
just
making that up.
Okay. I believe so.
I don't think we make anything for PlayStation. I think PlayStation 3 is out of business. Like, right? I think.
Yeah. Move on for that.
It's like saying, oh yeah, they remastered it for Xbox 360. It's like, why would they do that?
Man, it's tough. it's not Metal Gear Solid, is it?
Nope.
But they have it for Xbox, don't they?
I think so.
So it wouldn't be that.
Okay, so it's not a human character, right?
Right.
There's level selection.
Man, I feel like I know this.
I know you know it. But you're just like your questions have to help you get at, you can ask about the story, you can ask about the characters, you can ask about the stuff around the game creation.
Are you saving somebody in this game?
You're not saving a specific person, no. But there is, like, a bad guy villain that you're trying to defeat. Because they're trying to take over the world.
Man.
You're on question 15.
So I have five more.
Six more. Six more. Like that was 14.
That's 21, right?
Yeah. No, 20.
20? Shoot. I feel like I don't know this game.
You just, come on. Use these six questions to ask about literally anything about the game, even if you think it's small or...
So it's not a shooter. Do you jump on these characters to, like, eliminate them or, like,
enemies? Some of them you can, but that isn't your main method of defeating characters or defeating enemies.
Okay. So I'm assuming you don't have a weapon if it's not a shooter.
No, you don't have a weapon. Your body's your weapon.
Your body's your weapon. Huh. So it's a fighter game.
No, it's not a fighter. Is it a lifeline? Do you think it's helping you out?
I think so.
Want to put him on speaker?
All right.
We're getting a phone call in the studio right now. I think Lewis is getting a lifeline on this game right now.
Hey, David, you're live on the radio. You're on speaker. Do you have this game?
Is the game Crash Bandicoot?
Huh?
Is the game Crash Bandicoot?
Yep, the game is Crash Bandicoot.
And it was recently remastered.
Yeah, it's Crash Bandicoot Warped, yeah.
It wasn't only PlayStation, though. It's also on GameCube.
It's on GameCube?
Yeah. I'm not mistaken.
Crash
Bandicoot? I'm pretty sure.
Did David leave?
I'm not entirely sure if it's on there or not, but I know it's Crash Bandicoot.
Wow.
Yeah, he did know it's Crash Bandicoot.
Wow.
See, for those that play it, the things I said were already resonating. Like, oh, that's, if it's not a character, your body's your weapon.
That makes sense. And you jump on
characters. Level selection. There's only so many games that have level selection.
That's true.
And the word I was looking for you to use was platformer. It's a platformer.
I see. Yeah,
Mario 64 is a platformer.
Platformer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, David, thanks for helping me out for that.
I mean, he owes you dinner now, right?
If you owe me dinner, I want to claim my free dinner.
I'll make a card for you for that.
Yeah, I mean, because he was able to guess the game before you.
Yeah, definitely.
What did it for you, David?
When you said it was remastered and it just was recently remastered.
Yeah, I felt like that was a huge hint. Because you had to just think of, like, what was recently remastered? It was all over the news and all over
gaming
news. It was just like, Crash Bandicoot remastered just out, and everyone started playing it.
Yeah,
all right, well, thank you, David, for the lifeline.
Welcome, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. So how do you feel about, do you know that game?
Yeah.
Did you play that game?
I definitely played that game. There's no way no gamer has not played that game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I can't believe I missed that.
There were so many questions you could have, like, who helps you?
That's true.
What's the question? Who helps you?
Yeah.
The Puduka.
Right,
exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The masks, you could ask about the plot. What are you trying to do?
I should have asked if it was
what type of enemies are there?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just yes and no. Like, I can give you more than that. Especially when you start getting to, like, the upper questions.
Right.
Like, we don't want... Again, this is, we are playing a game on the radio, so we don't want to just be like stuck and just silent for a while, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just go into the next turn. I think it's your turn.
Okay.
So, do you think I need any hints for this?
Maybe. It's okay. I'm just going to go towards where it's an older game. It's definitely an older game.
Okay. So starting from scratch.
All right.
Is this game a shooter?
Yes.
Okay, it's a shooter. Is it 3D?
Yes.
So it's 3D and not 2D like scroller?
Right, yeah.
Okay. It's 3D.
Yeah, definitely 3D.
Okay. Is it on the Xbox? Was it for the Xbox?
It was remastered for the Xbox.
Okay. There's so many games I want to guess already because I'm like,
But you can't, like, you can't forget that there's, like, Xbox and then, like, Xbox Arcade as well.
Oh, good point. But then you're breaking the rule of, like, what if it's a really... It's not a full-fledged game, you know, one that I would have known.
No, it's like a full on game.
Okay. Gotcha. Is the main character a human?
Yes. Well, yeah, kinda. They're from space, but they're human. Like in a human form, but they're also like, there's different characters to it as well.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Because now I'm trying to think of where shooters don't. Huh. Okay, so it's a shooter. It's a three-dimensional world. Are you trying to save the world?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, wait. Have you been keeping track of questions?
Yeah, it's count? Six. I'm
pretty
sure.
Okay. I'm trying to save the world. Is this game based in a future world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Is this game only a one-off, or does it have multiple series of games, like part one, part two, like there's multiple games of this? Is it a series? Is it part of the series?
That I know of, I'm pretty sure there's only one game that they made for it.
There's only one game. Okay. That eliminates a lot. Okay. At first, I was honestly thinking it was Halo. Like, I thought you were, like, trying to, like, you know...
Throw you off.
Like, Halo 1. Like, you were, like, you're a guy from space. Like, okay. There's only one. Oh, that really messes me up. I thought I had a long list of games, and I was just trying to narrow it down.
I mean, when I thought of this game, I didn't know the name, but I knew what I was looking for. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, is it third person?
Yes, it is.
It's third person?
Yeah.
Okay. So many of the games I'm thinking of are like, I know they have multiple, they have like Dead Space or Mass Effect or Halo. They all have consecutive games.
So it released in 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty. That's around game. The Brute Force was 2003. Halo 1 was 2001. So this is before Halo 1. Oh, God. I was five that time.
So this is like your 11th question you're on right now.
Now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to think of games that I played when I went to your house.
Oh, man, this is an old game.
Oh, this is so interesting. Right. So could you only kill characters... Could you kill characters with melee combat?
No, this was straight shooting.
Only shooting?
Yeah.
Okay. But you said there is a remastered version of it.
Yeah. They remastered it for the Xbox 360.
Wow. So it was a game that came out in 2000, but then when the 360 was out and like around, they all remastered right.
Here, I'll put it down for you. It's an Xbox Arcade. So they just, they remastered it for the Xbox Arcade.
Oh, so the original was an Xbox full game.
No, it's not an Xbox game. So this is from Nintendo's.
Okay. Now I understand. So originally it was a Nintendo game.
So this is 14, I believe.
Oh, wow. Really? 14? No way. Oh, you're going to stump me on this one.
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure you've played this game.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like if I show you the cover of this game, you would know what I'm talking about.
So, the original game, it was like, they're like, oh, let's remaster it, and they put it on Xbox 360 Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Does this game have any real-life counterparts, like a movie?
No.
No?
No, I know what game you're talking about.
What?
Is it GoldenEye?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Dang it. That's exactly what I was thinking.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of the same, it went off GoldenEye. So you're on the same, like, on the boat.
It went off GoldenEye? So, like, is it, is this game sci-fi? Like, I know you said that, like.
Of course.
It
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's, you got two more?
No.
You were on 16.
How are you keeping track of this?
You were on 16.
Oh, my You're cheating me.
No, I'm not.
You're cheating me.
Definitely not.
Ref.
Referee. Referee.
Yo, nobody's here.
Huh. You didn't even know the name of it. You had to look it up.
Yeah, but I knew what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I just didn't know the name of the game. It's definitely a really popular... I'll tell you what console it's in. Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64. There was only so many shooters.
Exactly.
And I figured. I mean, you said 2000. I was like, there's only one Nintendo console that was popular at that time. Which is why I thought of GoldenEye, because GoldenEye had the... I know exactly what the cartridge looks like.
Right.
I just but it was first person, but that was first person, so I should have
I hope
not.
If I show you this, you would know like what I'm talking about.
So, is this game multiplayer?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Like, you could have hooked up four controllers and like...
Yeah, I'm sure you could
four
have.
Player split screen. I'm gonna be so mad. Oh, this is a good game, especially if I've played it. This is a good one for you to use. Because I had all the resources to guess it. It's just, like, all my Nintendo 64 experience are lumped, like, all of them kind of mushed together in my memory. Because I'm trying to think of playing a shooter with a Nintendo 64 controller, and it must have been so hard. I know with GoldenEye, like, using those yellow things to look around was just so ridiculous and didn't make any sense. Are the weapons modern weapons? Like, were they based off of realistic ones, or were they just completely made up?
No, I believe they were, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were made up.
Like, you know how, like, Halo weapons are pretty much, like, real, but, like, when you get to the Covenant weapons, like, no, they're not real.
I believe that's how it went, yes.
Okay. So I have one more question?
Yep.
I don't have any idea. Nintendo 64, it's a third-person shooter game. 3D. You are from space, but you're human form. To save the day. Oh, something's ringing a bell there.
So, it's mostly humans, and I believe the only character that's not human is a dog.
A dog.
I'm pretty sure it was a dog.
That's the only character that's not human?
Pretty sure.
But how are you going to have these characters that come from space but are human?
Hold on. No, they're all human. Sorry. They're all human.
But you come from... It relates to space? Like, you go into space?
Mm-hmm.
If I haven't played this game, I'm going to punch you in the face.
No, I'm pretty sure you've played this game.
Okay. I have one last question. And I'm trying to, like, think of the best possible way to use it. I think I'm missing something pivotal. I'm missing... There's a question I can ask that will really help me here.
Man, I'm scared you haven't played this game.
Does most of the fighting take place... I don't want to use it for that because I need follow-up questions with that. Does the action and, like, fighting mostly happen... on like city streets? Like, is it on Earth, like in the like in the open?
I believe so. I believe so. And that was your last question.
That was my last question. I have absolutely no idea. I don't have a title. I don't have even a guess. Like, oh, that game with the thing. Right, like,
maybe you haven't played this game.
So what's Perfect Dark? What?
Perfect Dark?
Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
No, I don't recognize that title, but maybe I might recognize the gameplay or pictures. Do you have it?
Use the gameplay.
Oh my god. Lewis is currently showing me his phone with gameplay from... Wow! That's it's not like, third
it's,
person.
You're right. It's first person. You're right. But this is like basically like the same thing as GoldenEye. They went based off the same designers.
It does look like very similar.
It's just like in space type of thing.
I've never played that.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly never
But you
never
played GoldenEye. This but came out after GoldenEye.
Well, I never owned a Nintendo 64.
Oh, okay.
I only played at your house.
That makes sense.
Or at Vanessa's with her GameCube, and she had a Nintendo 64 at some time.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, but I've actually never played that game.
Yeah, it's a very popular game in Nintendo.
I mean, That's fair. It was a good game to use. I just have I never played it. Maybe if I had played it, I would have a better chance of guessing it.
I feel like, yeah.
I mean, when I used Brute Force, HJ had never played it, so he felt like I was cheating him. But, like, it's fair. Like, it was a hard game, but, like, I was like, it was pretty high up there in culture. So, like, you know, I should be more versed in my Nintendo games. But, yeah, good job. You win. You win that one.
Finally. I'm 1-0.
But, I mean, did you really win? Because a caller came in and basically gave you the game. Do you think you would have gotten there on your own?
No.
I think you wouldn't have. Yeah, it seemed like you were too
stuck.
There
was no way, yeah. I mean, now that he said the game and I'm thinking about the questions I've asked, and yeah, it was pretty just out there. With the whole remastered thing was like the biggest clue you could have gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. I mean, forgot that came out with the whole Fortnite coming in, like, came in pretty stuff.
Yeah, that was actually recently, around the same time, yeah.
So.
I swear, when I started off, I thought you were talking about Halo. I thought you were trying to pull one on me, like Halo 1. It's like, is he going with Halo 1? That would have been so funny. Because I would have strung along because I wouldn't have thought Halo 1. I was like, but trying to think of like a really obscure like game that no one's ever heard about. That's actually a great idea for the next time I play with HJ. I think I'm going to go with a very popular game. Yeah. Like something that's like so blatantly obvious.
And then he's not ever going to guess
it. And then he's not going to guess it, yeah. I think I'm going to go with like Fortnite or something. Like,
one of the most recent games.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Or go with like, what was the one? There's another popular one from back then. It was not Halo. Not Gears of War. There was another popular one. I think once I wanted to go with Mass Effect. Mass Effect or,
was that a big game?
Yeah.
I feel like the first one was a big game, but after that, it just,
third
like,
one was
fell
a big
off.
Game.
The third one, okay.
Because everyone hated the ending.
Mm. I never
Fallout.
Played them.
Fallout was the other one I went
to. Oh, yeah. That would have been a
the
good one.
The problem with those, though, is that there's like 1, 2, 3, and 4. Like, there's like so many.
Yeah.
You have to make sure you pick one and figure out, like, can they differentiate between all four? But yeah, that was a game of guess that game. I hope you enjoyed that. Even if you don't play video games much. It's 6:30, and I think we're going to head out of here. We've already been here for an hour. So we're going to head out. And thank you so much for listening. This has been 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know if you noticed, but you said Freedom Radio the other time.
Damn. Yeah.
It was just funny because it was like Freedom. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a in Fallout 4, there's a channel called Freedom Radio.
There is, yeah. There really is.
Yeah, we're going to put you back onto your regularly scheduled robotic DJ, Mr. Rivendell. And I think on our website is called Rick Deckard for some reason. Yeah. So enjoy the rest of your Monday, and you might see more of us throughout the week. We're going to come in here probably every day. Like, we have nothing else to do, and we'll come definitely. In here and just take over your radio waves. This is Mr. Gracias signing out.
This is Crazy Lewis signing out.
And we'll see you next time.
See you.
This time where she's gone, wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Ain't anytime she goes away. I know. Oughta leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. She goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Servant in town. He's neat and discreet. He couldn't be any satellite. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Rock and roll chauffeur, rock and roll chauffeur, rock and roll chauffeur. Wanna rock and roll. hookah, chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah,
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. Me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
this is Eric from the band Stepani, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford. Hold you tonight.
Take my hand, we'll make it through. Lockstep for this life. There's no love like those younger days. We feel the echo still today. From some place way beyond the stars.
Blessing at the end. You say finished with you. I'm finished with you.